Chapter 3. George Rogers Clark and the Conquest of the Northwest. Have the elder races halted? Do they droop and end their lesson, wearied over there beyond the seas? We take up the task eternal, and the burden and the lesson. Pioneers, oh pioneers, all the past we leave behind. We debouch upon a newer, mightier world, varied world. Fresh and strong the world we seize, world of labor and the march. Pioneers, oh pioneers, we detachments, steady throwing, down the edges, through the passes, up the mountain steep, conquering, holding, daring, venturing, as we go the unknown ways. Pioneers, oh pioneers. The sachem blowing the smoke first towards the sun and then towards the earth. The drama of the scalp dance enacted with painted faces and guttural exclamations. The setting out of the war party, the long and stealthy march. The single file, the swinging hatchets, the surprise and slaughter of enemies. Whitman. In 1776, when independence was declared, the United States included only the 13 original states on the seaboard. With an exception of a few hunters, there were no white men west of the Allegheny Mountains, and there was not even an American hunter in the great country, out of which we have since made the states of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. All this region, north of the Ohio River, then formed a part of the province of Quebec. It was a wilderness of forests and prairies, teeming with game, and inhabited by many warlike tribes of Indians. Here and there, through it, were dotted quaint little towns of French Creoles, the most important being Detroit, Vincennes on the Wabash, and Kaskaskia and Cahokia on the Illinois. These French villages were ruled by British officers, commanding small bodies of regular soldiers or Tory rangers and Creole partisans.